on too many occasions, a later pope would speak ex cathedra, and it would change what the previous pope had said. So it was only infallible right up until the point somebody decided to change it. I don't mean to make a mock of Catholicism. There are millions of people that are caught up in this false religion that I believe may know a tremendous amount of information, encyclopedic knowledge about Jesus Christ, but they have no personal relationship, and they see no need to have a personal relationship because they have the church. Their last means of attaining grace is matrimony. Maybe that's the closest one they get to getting right. They say all love comes from God. By the way, that's not true. You can love some pretty terrible things in this life, even as we talked about this morning. And I promise you, that love is not from God. The love which a couple has for each other mirrors the love God has for men and women. And the minister of the sacrament of marriage, listen, is the couple themselves. The priest serves as a witness. I hope you understand that as we observe an ordinance that Jesus Christ has commanded us to do, you'll not receive any more grace from it. It'll not help to save you. It'll not help you to usher and get more crowns in heaven. What it will do is allow you to remember and appreciate and to have a thankful heart for what Christ has done for you already if you've trusted Him as your Savior. And listen, if you're here this evening, I want you to know that we do observe a close communion. Let me explain that very carefully. There are some churches that observe a closed communion. And what that is simply is that if you're not a member of the church, then you are disinvited to partake of the Lord's table with believers that are members of the church. An open communion would be anybody that comes in, no matter what they believed, would be welcome. And there are some churches like that. I don't know of any Baptist or Independent Baptist churches. I know a couple that are closed communion. I know one in Florida that's like that. But I don't know any Baptist churches that are open communion. But a closed communion is if you are like-minded, you know that you've been saved by grace through faith, you understand that the Lord's table is not efficacious, you believe really as the believers here in Baptist doctrine, then you're welcome to join. But parents, I really want to admonish you to make sure your children understand exactly what they're doing. There is a seriousness and a gravity in which we should approach the Lord's table. I'll not take time to exegete it tonight or look at it, but you understand some were passing away because they just didn't take it very seriously. That's a real thing. That's not just an allegory. That's not just a story. That is factual history. And so as we look at our own heart, it's good to be introspective and ask God, listen, is there something between me and you? And if there is, Lord, help me to confess it. Help me to forsake it. Help me to repent and get right with you. Listen, every time you have the Lord's table, it should be a little mini revival in your life, reminding you of what Christ has done and ensuring that relationship is pure and as perfect as we can make it on our end. So I'm going to, at this time, ask the men to come.